Then comes one fine day, soon after this Australian family had come, somebody comes on a motorbike, very powerful motorbike. I'm in my cabin there. I come out. It's early morning, hardly 7 o'clock in the morning. I come out. Yeah, what do you want? Still the engine is there. Ta 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 ta, powerful. He said, what do you want? Is this Meher Baba's place? I said, yeah. Did Meher Baba walk on this earth? He means here near the door, he stopped the car. Yeah, he walked all over the places. Without stopping the engine, without saying another word, he bent down. He had a, what do you call it? Empty sack, almost cloth bag, satchel. He takes the earth and then hangs there and and I just remain wondering, what's the matter with these people? What has happened to him? Years passed by, and then it is linked with another story. Just before Baba passed away, the last child must be 5 years old, a girl. She came with a family who knew Baba, but this is a child, so she was brought. There might be some uncles and aunts or something like that, so they were brought this child also with them. They had come from Bombay. So the child wanted to know where she is being led to. So they said, I will show you Meher Baba. We'll take you to Meher Baba. We'll take you to Meher Baba. So that's how the child is brought here at this hour of the evening and afternoon. And naturally, being all women, we send them to the women court. Baba is still there. He's in bed. He's not coming here. These are the last days, last week. And they come back. Child is adamant. I don't want to return without seeing Meher Baba. He told me that I'll see Meher Baba. Where is Meher Baba? I want to see Meher Baba. I want to see Meher Baba. Ruckus. Finish. What to do now? So she's crying. Baba is not to be disturbed. So they lift the child up and she's crying and brought it here. The child is in tantrums. What to do? What's the matter? I say, what's the matter? Why is she crying and all that? No, she wants to see Meher Baba. And Meher Baba is not available. What to do now? So they gave a threat to this child that we are leaving. If you want to come, you come. Otherwise, we go. So you can go. I won't come till I see Meher Baba. The child is saying, now just see how the stories come together. So the child... Well, they are a sham walking away. They are shamming to go as if they are leaving without Ria. And I said, my God, I don't know that they are shamming or something like that. So I said, what to do with this child? So I go to the child, baby, and said, what do you want, baby? What do you want? I want to see Meher Baba. I want to see Meher Baba. I said, I promise that you will see Meher Baba. On one condition, that it will be tomorrow, not today. On condition that you come at exactly 8 o'clock in the morning, exactly 8, but you come alone, knowing fully well that how can she come alone? You follow? Just to get the child out from here. Yeah, that's how it is. So what to do now? So I go and say that. So tomorrow at 8 o'clock? I said, yeah, 8 o'clock, but all alone. Nobody should come with you. Because Baba does not see anybody. But you being a child, I promise you that you will see him. She's happy and she goes. Parents are still there on the road. I take her at some distance, call out, and there she is handed over there. She goes. Knowing fully well that how can the child come? In the morning at about 7:30, Baba comes here. For sunning his back, bare back, to put him in the sun. Then he comes here. He asks, inquires, how did you all do? Did you all sleep well? In spite of his weak health and all that. He said, anything new? I said, Baba, yesterday there was a problem for us. What was that? So there was a baby that had come and insisted on seeing you. Knowing fully well that you won't see, I had to pacify the child, knowing well that she won't come. Told her to come at 8 o'clock all by herself, alone. I thought that Baba would get upset, but he didn't say anything. It's 7:30 now, 7:35, 40, quarter to 8 and all that. His back is turned towards the sun, He's here facing us and we are standing. And Baba says, what's the time now? This is the gate that was opened and he would be there in the sun in that corner. So I said 8 o'clock. So Baba on his own reminds me, it's 8 and the little one has not come yet. I said, I told her that exactly at 8 she should come and alone. And just as I'm saying that, the child puts her right foot inside, you see, the threshold, and comes. I said, she has come. Did you come alone? Said, yeah, I came alone. How did you come alone? They sent the maid with me and I told her not to come and I sent her away halfway. I came alone here. I said, okay. So Baba calls her. She can't even reach Baba. So I lift her up. Baba puts her on his lap, kisses her, fondles her and all. That was the last child that came in contact with Baba. Yeah. And then she's happy. I says, yeah, here's my Baba. See how he is. Years later, the child grew up and came for the Amartithi. And came with her father. And then I remembered her name, Kashmira. Her name was Kashmira, from Kashmir. So he introduces that, do you recognize this lady? I said, lady? She is still in her teens. Said, yeah, she is Kashmira. Do you remember Kashmira? I said, that baby Kashmira? Yeah. Do you recognize me? I said, no. Do you remember that I had come one day on motorbike from Bombay and I asked you for the earth? I said, yeah. Yeah. You were the one? I said, yeah. Why did you come and why did you leave without letting us know anything about what is the matter? Why did you come? You came from Bombay all the distance because of this lady. The father is telling. She insisted that I must have earth from that place. Yeah.
That was her father who came on the motorcycle.
Yeah, motorcycle from Bombay. But he always rides more. He comes for the Amartithi. Last Amartithi also he was here. So the daughter has brought the family. And she rides the motorcycle on the pillion with her father, comes from Bombay. So that's another story.
She must be a very strong person.
Yeah, very strong personality. She is now, I think, 19 or 20. You saw her?
I don't think so. I think you have to point her out.
Yeah, she was there with me. Yeah, 20 years have passed by. She must be 25 then. Yeah, 25. That's right. She's a lady.
What community?
Zoroastrian. So that was the last child.